We come now to our scripture reading, which is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. That's found on page 1205 if you're using the Pew Bible. Romans chapter 12. This is that kind of passage that is well known from the Apostle Paul and his way of writing as he comes now to one of those therefore passages and is going to tell us how we ought to think and live and what it means in light of all that he's said before, certainly and most particularly in regards to thinking of God's sovereign grace and his work amongst the Jewish people, of course, and as he comes to the end of chapter 11, and how do you respond to those things? It's praise God. That's a response, isn't it? That's the proper response. It's a proper response to all that's come before that, of Paul telling us that we're sinners and we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. He's taught them that. He said that from the beginning, from chapter 1 on. How do you respond? Well, it's praise God, isn't it? But here in chapter 12, he moves on, as it were. And he's saying to them, essentially, what all this means is that you should devote yourself to God. This language of presenting your bodies as living sacrifices. We aren't sacrificing ourselves like Christ. That's been done for us, right? But there's the ongoing language of what it means to be in Christ and united to him and thinking on and responding to, as it were, what Christ has done for us, and that we have peace with God through him. Devote yourself to God. Present your members in that kind of way. Don't be conformed to the world, right? Have your mind renewed, transformed, in other words, by the renewal of your mind. He goes on to say, not only devote yourself to God, but you should strive to and use the gift God's given you in love for the church. Love the church and serve the church. Serve the people of God. That's what Christianity looks like. It's what it means to be in Christ, to be saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. You are devoted to God by his grace and power, to see yourself that way, and to love the church. And it even goes beyond that, doesn't it? The calling of being a follower of Christ. It's even as far as it depends upon you, live at peace with everybody. And when people do evil to you, well, don't repay it with evil. You trust your Heavenly Father who knows how to mete out judgment and bring about things. That's not the way you overcome evil. Is with evil in return. It's with good. So he's even giving direction how we devote ourselves to God, how we love the church, and even how we relate to and respond to enemies, those in the world. It's a full-orbed picture, isn't it, of what it means to belong to Christ, to his church, and to rest in the Father's care. Well, let's now give our attention to God's holy and life-giving and life-transforming word. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. May the Lord add his blessings to this reading and hearing of his holy, inerrant word.